Hello, and welcome back to the Existential Echo Chamber podcast. And finally, as promised, today in the studio, Logan Chase Fagan has returned. That's right. The most listened to episode of the podcast is getting a part two, as promised. We are going to be continuing our discussion of all things DC, Superman, the Snyder Cut, the rollout of HBO Max, all those sorts of wonderful things. So,
I'm just glad that, one, I'm glad to be back. Two, it's nice to know that I am a certified ratings draw. So, you know, let's get to it.
All right. So, we are going to, without further ado, we're just going to dive in. So, Logan, we were talking last time about Man of Steel, and we talked about why people were wrong to dismiss the ending of that and the infamous Zod neck snap. We were talking about how people were misunderstood the Martha scene in Dawn of Justice, and how the DCEU really has been misunderstood. And while we're glad that people like Aquaman and Wonder Woman, those are good movies, they really should have given more credence to the other movies, because they were also excellent films.
Agree.
And so what are you feeling about, specifically about finally getting some vindication that we're getting the Snyder Cut, and these rumors swirling that the DCEU might just move to HBO Max and let standalone films come out in theaters, and we might get to see a continuation of the Snyderverse. We might actually get to see Ben Affleck's Batman return. We might get Jared Leto's Joker to return. We might get an air cut of Suicide Squad. How are you feeling about all of these different things, starting with the Snyder Cut of Justice League, that I assume will be the litmus test for whether or not this is going to be successful? So I'll just let you riff on that for a bit.
Well, I'm super excited that the Snyder Cut has finally been announced. There's a release date. They're going to finish the movie up, because as anyone who knows me knows, one, I'm a huge Zack Snyder fan. Two, I've been saying for years that the Snyder Cut was a thing that did exist, and it was going to be seen by the people in some form one of these days. And three, I love to be right. So I get all three things with the announcement of the Snyder Cut. I'm excited about it. One, it's the movie that was intended to be shown to audiences. I mean, there'll probably be a few slight changes just because he's going into the whole editing process of it now with hindsight, knowing what some people did like, what other people didn't like. And there is a chance that he might change a few things, but I think overall we're going to get the movie we were supposed to get. I'm not going to call you out for eating snacks on your podcast. That's horrible podcasting, but it's fine.
It's free country.
Didn't even offer me any. Your guest. Wow.
These are dark chocolate.
I don't eat chocolate, so no, it's all good. I do think this is a... So, my main reason for being excited about the Snyder Cut is I think that finally this will basically be the steps needed to ensure that big executives at movie studios stop interfering with the vision that the directors they hired to make their movies come up with. Because in my opinion, what is the point of hiring these well-known directors who have a certain style that you are more than likely familiar with before you hire them, and then all you do is Monday morning quarterback and edit the movie to fit whatever you think it should be while they're filming it, so where you have like a incoherent pile of garbage. So I think this is a great step. I don't think that... So I've seen like a lot of people online saying that they think this is a horrible step in regards to making movies, because all it's going to do is like reward angry fanboys for complaining on the internet. I don't think that's going to happen. I do think that the Snyder Cut was going to come out eventually. However, with the announcement of it, there are also a lot of like underlying factors going into it. One, Warner Brothers and HBO have a new streaming service that they have to get people to buy. There is a vocal fan base who want this movie. You own the property to it. go ahead and make it. Also, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and a lot of people still aren't working right now. So once this movie's out, because there's no guarantee that things will be back to normal by next year, if the movie's out and it is indeed like 4 hours long, no matter how much they break that up, there are people who are going to watch it. So I don't think that this will be a reoccurring theme with a lot of stuff. It's not like you're not going to see Peter Jackson being like, well, I've got an extended edition of the Lord of the Rings movies and the Hobbits. Maybe we should try to give that a go. Like, that's not going to happen. 6 hour
cut of Fellowship of the Ring.
I would just leave. I don't need to sit there for 6 hours for Fellowship of the Ring. That's a lot.
Yeah, I agree with you that at a certain point or another, when movies are so long, you don't need to show every single thing that you filmed unless you were very efficient in what you filmed.
Yeah. It would be like if like a crusty crypt keeper executive at whoever owns the rights to this movie was like, we're going to release the 42-hour version of Gone with the Wind because that's what the people want. No one's asking for that. No one needs that.
Yeah, we really, like, we need movies to be the length that they're supposed to be as the director saw the story. Like, yes. So, I mean, if you're going to make a 4-hour movie, maybe it needs to be a miniseries or a TV series. And that's sort of what might end up happening with some of this DC stuff. It's possible. It could be released all at once, or it could be released in chapters. So we will see.
I know what I would prefer. I would prefer it to all be released at once, mainly because I don't want to have to keep coming back on a week-to-week basis to watch this movie that I've already waited an exorbitant amount of time to watch anyway. Also, I do think, at least with the way that this movie has already been filmed, if you were to break it up into installments, I don't think that it would, like, mesh with the ebb and flow and overall story. Because do you cut it off during, during specific scenes and pick up, like, a week later?
Well, from everything I've heard, the idea of doing it episodic was actually Zach's idea. It's what he pitched to HBO. And he claims that the theatrical cut of the movie is so far removed from what his film's going to be that we can't take that as any sort of litmus test for what the movie's going to be like.
Well,
so,
in that case, I've learned to trust Uncle Zach.
I think the idea, because there was some talk online about this. I think what it was is, the first episode would be called Cyborg, and it would be about Cyborg, and it would be about how Diana and Bruce convince Cyborg to join the team. Mm. The second episode would be Barry, and it would be about them convincing Barry. The third would be about Diana. The fourth would be about The third would be about Arthur. And then the fourth would be about Clark. And that would be the finale. So there's not Diana and Bruce episodes necessarily, because they're the Samuel L. Jackson figures. the Nick Fury figures of the Justice League, I suppose. But who knows? We'll see how it goes. I'm excited. Whatever format they decide to do it in, I'm going to be there. That's why I got HBO Max. HBO Max is pretty cool so far. It's got some rooms for improvement, but hey, it came out in the middle of a pandemic, and you know what do you want? What do you expect?
I don't have it yet. I'll get it at some point, probably closer to when the Snyder Cut comes out. Because at the moment, anything that's actually on there, I probably already own anyway.
Right.
So,
and I'm definitely the guy who, I own all of the streaming service. I have subscriptions to all the streaming services, but I am a physical copy type of guy, so I still buy movies and Blu-rays and will continue always doing that.
Some people might claim that's a waste of money. To them, I say, mind your business.
Well, to them, I say, you say waste of money. I say, if the internet goes down or those services decide to pull that movie or whatever, I can always watch my favorite movies. I'm not at the whim of HBO Max to tell me whether or not I can watch Aquaman. You know what I mean? Like, so I think...
although that being said, if HBO Max wants to sponsor this, please feel free.
If HBO Max would like to bring us aboard as the official
The
official podcast for Zack Snyder's Justice League, if you're out there,
I'd love to have Zack on. We can talk with Zack, who I like to call Uncle Zack because he's a genius. Truthfully, I really would like to just sit down and talk to Zack Snyder one day about a lot of his movies.
Also, can't wait to see his new zombie movie for Netflix.
Oh yeah,
that's
gonna be good stuff.
That's
gonna be the stuff right there. So I think the future of DC in film is bright. I think even though the comics have been struggling in some ways and making some odd choices, I also think that there are flashes of brilliance. All of this stuff with the White Knight, the Joker stuff is all really interesting.
Have you read any of that?
Bits and pieces.
I own the first volume. It's really good.
Yeah.
I also own the first three volumes of the John Romita Jr. Superman stuff, Year One. Really good. He dates a mermaid, which is a callback to it's the Golden Age when he dated a mermaid shortly after leaving Smallville to go to college and stuff. I think her name's Lorna. Her dad's the king of the sea. It's weird.
So yeah.
So we're going to be watching two different films. We've watched a lot of movies lately. We enjoyed The Invisible Man.
Good movie. Really enjoyed it. It was a lot better than I thought it would be. And truthfully, while I like Hollow Man with Kevin Bacon, it's not the greatest of movies.
Ren McCormick had lost his mind.
You were not wrong. It's a fun movie to watch, but all things considered, it's not that great. But The Invisible Man starring Carrie Ann Moss.
Yeah, no, not Carrie Ann Moss, Elizabeth Moss.
Oh,
Carrie Ann was in The Matrix.
Are they related? I get them mixed up all the time. It's bad. But no, good movie. Really good cast. I like the take they did on the invisibility aspect of it. That dude was a psycho, and he was problematic, and he got what he deserved.
Yeah.
After it was over, I joked to you and I was like, now all we need is for Charles Dance to show up and be like, the game is on, like he did at the end of Dracula Untold.
We would immediately change our opinion of the movie.
I'd have been like, man, y'all are really trying to get this whole Dark Universe thing to happen. I applaud your efforts, but we should probably stop.
Yeah, they need to stop, because and here's the sad fact. Dracula Untold was good, and then they decided not to go with it. The Mummy was not as bad as everyone said, but it was definitely a flop financially.
True. I think it was better than The Mummy 2.
Yes.
And it was definitely better than The Mummy 3.
Yes.
It wasn't bad, but it was a fun movie.
Yeah. Sofia Batala. Mm-hmm. Mm. So we're going to watch... We also watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood a few times lately. Love that movie. That was my favorite movie last year. Love Tarantino. We also watched recently Dr. Sleep, which was epic if you guys haven't seen that. So we've been trying to watch a lot of movies lately, get sort of caught up on some things. So today we're going to watch one good movie that's sort of in keeping with our theme and one movie that we're reasonably sure is not going to be so good. So the movie that we're going to watch that we know is good, or at least I know it's good because I've seen it. So, Logan, I'm sure will trust my opinion on this, is Brightburn, which is the tale of the evil Superman.
Can't wait.
It's
all dark. The trailers, I thought it looked really amazing. I just never got around to watching it.
It's creepy and effective, and I really liked it. And I'm intrigued because the film sets up the potential for a dark Justice League. It's really creepy, and we're going to watch that. But first, we're going to watch The Gallows, Act 2. I don't know if you children ever saw The Gallows, which, Logan, tell the people what The Gallows was about. Don't go into the plot, but just tell them give them the pitch for what The Gallows was about.
Okay, so 2015's The Gallows was basically about a group of kids who are rehearsing for a show, like a theatrical show one night.
Something we know nothing about.
Nothing about that. and they were in their school rehearsing, and come to find out the school's haunted because there's a ghost and wacky, stupid hijinks. And so, honestly, it's a very hard movie to describe because it was so bad that I blocked large portions of it out of my mind.
Yeah, so we're...
but then, like, last year I saw online that there was a trailer for The Gallows Act 2, and I was like, huh, the first movie was so bad, you would have thought that they wouldn't have gone ahead and made this, but I kind of respect the fact that they doubled down and were like, oh no, we're not done. So, fast forward a couple of months, I completely forgot about it until today when we were outside of a Redbox. Redbox, if you want to sponsor us, hit us up. And it was like, hey, you can either rent The Gallows for like $1.90 or you can buy it for $3.99. And I was like, well, I'll probably forget to send it back, so I'll just buy it. And yeah, that's what we're doing. I've probably
sent us on a very bad journey, but I don't regret anything.
We were at the so for those of you like in going back to the conversation a few minutes ago about how we prefer to buy physical copies of films, if you obviously shopping at Amazon is cheap. You can get movies for $5 plus a few bucks for shipping, so there are ways to get a hold of movies, even physical copies that are cheap. You wait till they come to the $5 bin at Walmart, whatever, a lot of places are good about having marked down movies if you wait 6 months or a year. But Redbox, actually, you can, if you guys didn't know this, you can actually buy movies from a lot of the Redboxes out there. It's usually $3.99 for the DVDs.
I feel like this is coming off at
the they are not paying us to do this. This is just something that we have stumbled upon. Or you can actually buy Blu-rays for like $5.99. So, I have discovered that I can get lots of movies for a lower price. So, yeah. If Redbox, if you'd like to sponsor the podcast, I just gave you a free advertisement. So there you go. I hope that you guys have been, staying safe, staying healthy, that you've been making reasonable choices, all those sorts of things. I think we are going to wrap this up because we have to go and watch these movies, which we will report back to you. There may be a podcast in the future where we talk about The Gallows and we dissect it and see if it's worth an act three.
act one wasn't worth an act two.
Maybe we'll review Brightburn as well. Next time we chat, and I will be back soon continuing the 30-day movie challenge. I promise. Maybe I'll have a new episode up tomorrow. Maybe not promising. Fingers crossed. We'll see.
Pretty soon we will have a Twitter and an Instagram up and running. So once that is, we'll make an announcement about that. And feel free to like, subscribe, and follow. Also, if you have any, things that you want to ask us, our opinions on, or movies that we've seen, or anything like that, feel free to shoot us an email. We do have an email address, right?
We do. Okay. Yeah, we do. It's Existential Echo Chamber at gmail.com. So yeah, send us an email, get in touch with us, and so if you're listening in, so I don't know where we were going with that exactly, but yeah, we're gonna have more stuff for you, more content. Get in touch with us, send us emails, whatever it is you want us to talk about, whatever. We're here. Thank you for listening. If you're out there in the UK or South Africa, we've got people listening all over the place now, apparently, so that's awesome. Share it with your friends.
I really want to hear from people in like the UK and South Africa. Like, how did you find us?
Yeah.
What are some things that what's it like on your side of the world? Like, yeah, just message us.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it'd be about the pop culture stuff. It could be about the philosophy or religion stuff, so whatever. So thanks for listening, and I'll be in touch soon.